Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of Bennett Woods here on a Thursday. Now, of course, normally our manager's report will be on Friar Fridays, but honestly, if my team was 7-0, I'd be eager to talk about it as well. Plus, they got an early game tomorrow at 11:20. So, scheduling-wise, this works out better for everybody. So, let's get to it. It is time for the first manager's report of the season with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And we welcome in the skipper of the San Diego Padres from Chicago, Illinois, Mike Schilt joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mike, congratulations on the heck of a homestand to start the season. That was something to watch.
Yeah, it was good baseball and good to do it at home in front of the Friar faithful.
I wanted to thank you again for literally saving our ass at when we were out at spring training on that
that
Friday. We had nothing, Schilty, and I happened to see your truck in the parking lot. I go, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to text him. And you came out. You helped us kill about 35 minutes, and you just saved our bacon. And I haven't talked to you since, so I wanted to thank you again for saving us from drowning live on the radio that day. It was a really cool thing for you to do, and I'm glad we got this whole deal done for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, you know, you guys have jobs to do, and we had a night game, and you guys were evidently out there and kind of watching the tumbleweeds, but glad I could help you out.
I've never seen it more dead out there. But, you know, and we always talk about it every year. You know, spring training, and for broadcasters, for the fans, you know, it's so tough to wait. Like, we're all impatient, and we're ready to get the season started. To come out of the gates firing like you guys have and beat two teams that were in the playoffs last year, got to feel pretty good to get off to that start. What's kind of the message in the locker room for the guys right now? They look like they're having an absolute blast.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about those guys enjoying themselves. We got to, you know, clearly a talented group, but a fun group, and we want those energies and personalities to come out. And, you know, the message is pretty consistent. It's not like a day-to-day, like, oh, we're going to change, do this. We're going to now talk about that because this is happening. No, we talk about playing and going out and being prepared to play good baseball.
Of course, it could be forgiven if Jackson Merrill had an off day after all the commotion yesterday with the news conference and the signing of his contract extension, and he goes out and hits a home run. I mean, I don't know what else he can say, Mike. You had some nice words about him during the press conference, but knowing that he's going to be around in a Padres uniform for years to come, and I don't know if you guys had a chance to celebrate him a little bit on the plane or anything like that, but the floor is yours about Jackson Merrill.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of superlatives that I can say about Jackson, and that includes his baseball talent. You know, he's just a really put together young man that has his head on straight. You know, that just cares about people, cares about the organization, cares about winning, and you know, really clearly has some real ability and desire to compete, and he uses ability to help us win ball games. I mean, those are traits that, you know, we talk about, and they sound easy, but they're not, to have that kind of, you know, total package. And Jackson clearly has it. And, you know, good for him, good for us, good for everybody listening that supports and, you know, roots for the Padres. 'Cause he's one of these generational guys that come along that helps, you know, move the needle towards greatness. And so we're excited to have him.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. One of the things that jumped out for me yesterday listening to him talk was when he talked about checking in on his buddies, you know, that were still down there grinding in the minor leagues and wanting to take care of them and check in on them. I just thought that spoke to what kind of person he is. And it's always one of my favorite stories, Schilty, is like when guys get sent down for a rehab assignment, you know, the big leaguers, and some of them have been in the league 5-10 years or whatever, when they go down and they take care of all the minor leaguers, they buy them a big spread or take them out to buy new suits and stuff like that. I just think those are the coolest stories.
I bet you saw that a few times when you were managing and coaching in the minor leagues too.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, is some of the guys that would come down and do cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about baseball, many things. Yeah, I've been on the good side of that, and those are great days. Thankfully, the minor leagues have changed a little bit with some of the conditions and how guys are taken care of and fed and traveled, but it's not always Shangri-La, and it definitely wasn't during for the years I was there. We loved it still, but the point you're getting at is, yeah, those are great days when somebody's going to come down and buy the Outback spread, and you were eating right. It was good living. But the thing about minor league baseball or professional baseball, really, actually, in a big picture, is virtually every guy has had to go through a minor league setting. And, you know, listen, guys get their signing bonuses, some more than others. Some get virtually nothing. But, you know, the money is just not very good. The accommodations are, like I said, have improved. But point I'm getting at, it's a tough road, man. Nobody's going to cry for anybody for playing professional baseball. That's not the point of this. But, you know, people do think it's glamorous. And but to be on the side of the ledger where people are chasing their dreams and playing. And again, people are like, you're playing baseball every day. What could be better than that? Well, you know, really not a whole lot, quite frankly. But the reality is it's easier said than done.
Sure.
And the wrap-up point to it is, you know, it's quite a road for these guys to get to where they get to, where it is clearly more glamorous and prosperous at the big league level. But, you know, for guys to get to that level and then not forget where they come from, and when they do go back, appreciate where those guys are dealing with, sleeping 3 or 4 to a apartment, going back and forth between A-ball, Double-A, Triple-A, having young families in some cases that they don't know day to day what city they're going to be in, and having to uproot and move. It's quite the journey. So those guys always appreciate when they come back.
It's our manager's report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. And let me talk about another one of your young stars. Fernando Tatis Jr. is off to a terrific start. Might actually be a little overshadowed by Gavin Sheets and Jackson Merrill right now, but I saw the stat yesterday, and this surprised me. He's only struck out once and not in 6 games. Is he doing something differently this year, Mike, in terms of his approach at the plate? Because we haven't seen this kind of consistent contact from Fernando his entire career.
He's really dedicated to end zone plate discipline. You know, I mean, if you look at, the one strikeout, but you can probably look at the walks too, and they're up. And so he's just, he recognizes how dangerous he is, and is going to stay dangerous in the zone. And he's proven he's been able to do that really his whole career. But now he's marrying the dangerousness to making sure he can get pitches to handle him and laying off pitches that he can't do as much with and just allowing people to tiptoe around him in the situation because he knows he's got Louie and Manny behind him. So just to play his own discipline and the approach of using the whole field, which he's done it for his career, but he's really intentional about using the whole field.
Good to see Luis Arraez hit a bomb yesterday, get a couple of knocks out of the way. It's always odd to me when he doesn't hit, Skipper. And I know, people were like, hey, Woodsy, are you worried about Luis Arraez? I said, no, I'm not worried about Luis Arraez, and Mike Schilt's not either. I mean, the guy's a professional hitter. Really, bat to ball, there's really nobody better than Luis Arraez. And he's moved so many guys over this year. He's done some things to help you guys win ball games. Has he, I imagine, that his attitude is always the same every day, that he's upbeat and positive. Does he get down on himself when he's not hitting?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. No. I mean, he's just constantly full of energy, and I love that about him.
Well, here's the thing that, listen, I don't know how to really share this, but, people think there's something wrong with Luis because he's not getting hit.
Right.
But if you barrel balls at people and you do play the game when it's called for and move guys over, what's wrong? It's baseball. I mean, the guy's barreled almost every swing he's taken, and it's gone to somebody. That's why, like, the reaction or overreaction just doesn't take place in general with we or us. Now it's different if, he's swinging and missing, but he's not. So, he's taken as good a bat as he's taken since he's been a Padre, and people are behind the baseball sometimes when he's hit. And like I said, he's had productive outs. So he's actually swung the bat well.
Yeah. Yeah, I see spring training. Hitting's very, very hard. It's not impossible.
Not impossible. And it's just one of the best quotes of all time. I mean,
yeah, he's amazing.
He's amazing. It's just incredible.
Your pitching staff has been amazing as well. Maybe lost in the shuffle. Four runs the last 49 innings. And specifically, Mike, the bullpen. I mean, as a manager, that must be great for you, right? To know that whoever you call on out there, whether it's Robert Suarez or Omar Cruz, that they're going to have some nasty stuff for the other team to deal with.
Yeah, bullpen's been great. I mean, those guys have been fantastic. They're in sync with how they want to get guys out. The preparation's been really good. The catching has got clear awareness of how we're competing and using the stuff that the pitchers have. And they've been aggressive and been able to throw a lot of quality strikes. And defense has been on point to help them. So it's been very good.
How's what's the day like for you in Chicago today? You got a tough customer tomorrow on the bump in Shota Imanaga. He's got pretty nasty stuff. He's thrown it well this year. Going to be a tough order playing in some probably not great conditions. What's the game plan for today?
What am I going to do today?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some lunch. I'm going to sit down and do a couple hours worth of prep work, and I'm going to have dinner.
It's an easy day.
How does your prep change knowing? And I haven't seen the weather. I know the Midwest though has got wind and potential rain, and you may have to. There may be moving around, or who knows, a doubleheader at some point. And I don't know what the exact forecast is, but how much do you have to think about that in terms of pitching and who's available and rest days and stuff?
I mean, listen, the game's always evolving, changing. Right now, I know the game's at 1:20 tomorrow. I'm planning for that game. If things happen, just like during every series, things change. You just adjust and adapt. So, we talk about being elite adjusters, but right now we got a 1:20 game tomorrow, and that's all I know.
Well, we will have it for you here on 97.3 The Fan. Mike, it was great chatting with you. We'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks, and hopefully the Padres keep on winning because we're loving this.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Schilt, the manager, a manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. I think we now know where to take him to dinner.
Outback.
Next time we're at spring training.
100%.
I've just told us. That's it. He liked his Outback.
I made a mental note.
When the minor leaguers and, you know, the big leaguer would visit.
Come down.
And they get the spread and everyone eating good at Outback. I can get on board with that. That's fine.
I will crush some Outback. Make your head spin. I mean.
Oh, we got one right there on Bell Road.
Right there on Bell Road. You look it up. Oh, it's
probably four of them on Bell Road, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Far enough.
Should make reservations now.
Get reservations now.
Late March or late February.
Yes, I mean, you know,
literally, it's probably why we didn't go to dinner with him. We didn't know where to take him.
After the PF Chang's experience, I was not, I couldn't, I was too nervous to find out where he wanted to go, and I did not want to eat Chipotle. So
now we do.
And now we will.
All right, we can react to what you just heard from the manager, Mike Shildt. When we come back, she'll have a Rindle report as well. Don't go away. More Bennett Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real quick, wanted to tell you guys about Eco Water. We have the Eco Water system in our home and could not be happier. They're coming out Tuesday, and they're going to do, you know, the once over. Got it December of 23. They're going to come out. They asked me on the phone. Any issues? No, none. None whatsoever. And they're going to come out, just take a look at it, make sure everything is still flowing as it should. But it has been great, man. The water that you may be drinking in your home right now is probably not good for you, wrecking your plumbing appliances and your water heater. If you ignore it and you have to do a whole home repipe, could cost you up to about $24,000. No. We've got EcoWater SoCal in our house. They're keeping water soft since 1925. And, of course, it's about the way the water tastes. It's about the way the water feels on your skin, in your hair, all of that. Everybody in my family loves it. We are obsessed with our EcoWater system. You can be, too. All you have to do is call them today, 760-350-3338, or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Try the soft life and alkaline water. Now, only $9.95 a month. Make sure to tell them that Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you, please. When you call 760-350-3338, again, EcoWaterSoCal.com. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water, keeping it soft since 1925.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, 7-0. The skipper is in a good spot right now.
Yeah. He's in his hotel room in Chicago.
Even if we wanted to hold his feet to the fire, because I know, you know, Tier 1s love it when we hold Mike Schilt's feet to the fire. There's no fire.
Not yet.
I mean, there's no fire at all.
Literally
no fire. They are undefeated.
Yeah.
After an entire week of the season. They haven't batted in the ninth inning yet.
Stupid.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Really good.
Pretty good.
I do feel like, you know, should go enjoy himself a little bit more today.
Just I thought so, too.
Talking to us and just getting right into game planning seems like...
No, he said he's going to have breakfast.
Well, he's going to have breakfast.
And then he's going to game plan for a couple hours, and then we'll have dinner.
There you go. He's not going to go see the big silver bean that you suggested or anything like that.
Maybe get a bloody beer.
Yeah, get a bloody beer. Ah, oh, look at that. That's a hell of a bean. Man, how'd they do that? I love it.
Hey, you like a bloody beer, Jerry?
I do think he'd appreciate the big bean.
Like, it lays me out.
Pretty impressive.
I want to be like bean. I want to like roll with him, you know, be like, come on, we're going to get out of the hotel room today. And we're not eating at Chipotle. I want to like.
Concierge him up.
Concierge him up. Concierge. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, do that.
Like, yeah. Like, take him around. Yeah. Let me get a picture. I want to picture him in front of the bean now so bad I'd pay for it. Absolutely pay for it. What does Mike Schilt have for breakfast? Cereal, straight up. Yeah.
Should I answer this phone call?
Sure.
It says, the caller ID on our line says, probably fraud.
Oh, hell yeah. This sounds right up our alley. Hello.
Hey, it's 97.3 The Fan. How are you?
Hello?
That was fraud, apparently.
That was fraud.
Fraud.
They got us.
An actual caller there. All right.
Curtis says, Schulte seems like a Denny's guy. I could see that. I'm a Denny's guy.
Yeah, I could see that. AJ Preller's a Denny's guy. Maybe they bonded at Denny's. You know, the Padres have that new Denny's promotion with a double. Every time they get a double, get your double pancakes at Denny's the next day.
Send
with the purchase of a drink or something.
If the Padres are listening, just send me on one road trip with Schulte. I'll room with him, take him out, show him the world that's out there.
Often in Chicago.
Chicago.
I would have watched on the flight. I would have watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said, Schulte, we're recreating this tomorrow on the off day.
Yeah, except for the Cubs game.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to go do all the fun things, Schulte.
Go to the museum. We'll drive this Ferrari around.
Classic car, yeah.
Schulte's Day Off.
Videos all over the place.
I like what Jackson Merrill said about him. He goes, you know, Schulte's been such a mentor and friend, he said, but every time we end up going out for dinner as friends, we end up just talking baseball the whole time anyway, which I love. I would do anything to sit in one of his talking ball sessions, man, where he sits around with the guys and they just talk baseball. I mean, he is obviously a really brilliant baseball mind. I just get the sense, too, that like he's all business right now, you know, which is great. That's exactly what you want.
I understand that. As a manager, you know, perception is important.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be perceived. Because, you know, the Padres are going to lose a game here or there.
They
can lose tomorrow. And you don't want to see a day where Mike Schilt is just partying up in Chicago. And then
with Lee.
With Woods. And then the next day they lose.
Wonder
and
who gets blamed
their
for that
winning
one.
Streak comes to an end. And guess what happens? Everyone piles on and goes,
hope you enjoyed the bean.
Should have been game planning when you were going to visit the bean, I guess. And that's why the Padres lost the game, which, of course, is ridiculous
when
you think about it. It's totally, completely ridiculous. In fact, I think there's a lot of studies out there that show just about everybody in any industry, any profession, performs better when they have some time off, time to decompress and relax and aren't thinking about their job 24/7. But if you ever admit that when you're a baseball player, his head's not in the game. He doesn't care as much as, you know, the other teammates. You know, it's a double standard that fans hold professional athletes and coaches to that is completely unfair. Completely unfair and counterproductive.
It is. And I had to retweet one of my Dodger fan buddies last night who was already on Blake Snell for video games. It's his second start, and they have already started.
Fell behind 5-0 yesterday. Yeah. Threw some walks. Yeah.
Yeah, unearned, but he walked a lot of guys as he'll do early in the season. But I said, just wait. Any day now you'll be talking about his sleep schedule. which is what we saw from a lot of Padres fans. No. What are those dark circles under his eyes?
Padres fans, you did this too.
You did it too. Yep. And I remember it very, very, very well. And I said, oh boy, game two. They're already talking about, hey man, less streaming, more pitching. And I said, oh man, nature is healing. Time is truly a flat circle, no matter what uniform.
Imagine if they'd actually lost that game.
I know.
You know, what the Dodger fans would have said.
No doubt.
Of course, they're 8-0. They got the Shohei Ohtani walk-off home run. I want to talk about the Giants for a second.
Yeah.
They are, again, I said yesterday, probably the most overlooked team in baseball, but they completed a sweep of the Astros on the road. They're coming home with a 5-1 record, and if it weren't for the Padres and the Dodgers, everyone would be going, wow, look at this
Giants team
off to a really hot start. So they get to do this and kind of fly under the radar,
yep,
playing really good baseball here in Bob Melvin's second season so far in San Francisco. And the D-backs are playing well also. Zach Gallen, 13 strikeouts against the Yankees yesterday as they win that series.
Yeah, those torpedo bats did not help against Zach Gallen.
They did not. You have to make contact.
You got
to
make contact.
Torpedo bat to actually help you. So the NL West continues to, I mean, Rockies are, I mean, you thought things were bad for the Rockies going in, and now they're looking up and going, all right, we're going to be out of this thing by the end of April.
Yep.
I mean, we're totally, totally going to be out of this by April with four teams that we have no hope of catching all season long. Elsewhere in baseball, Garrett Crochet, a really good start for the Red Sox. 8 innings, 8 strikeouts as they shut out the Orioles 3-0. Phillies are off to a good start. Eno mentioned that. Zach Wheeler, 10 strikeouts. They improved to 4-1. Now they beat the Rockies, so you can hold that.
Well, I mean, we can't, so yeah.
That's true. We have a problem with that. Jack Leiter, 5 innings, 1 hit. Rangers, 1, Reds, 0. Yesterday, Pete Alonso had a 3-run homer, had a grand slam the other day. Mets beat the Marlins 6-5, and the Cardinals beat the Angels 12-5. Both those teams off to 4-2 starts this season. And we had a walk-off bunt.
Yeah, I saw that. Squeeze.
Bryce Strang. Yep. Yeah, for the Brewers in the 11th inning as they beat the Royals 3-2.
What's today? The third?
Today is the third.
So just 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5 games.
Short
tonight.
Schedule tonight. Yep. A lot of off days today.
Yeah, Boston continuing to take on Baltimore, Colorado, Philly wrapping up, Houston, Minnesota, Arizona at the Yankees still, Cincinnati at Milwaukee. Milwaukee 2-4, Cincinnati 2-4. Yeah, I mean, there's actually a couple decent matchups today. That Red Sox Orioles series is pretty good day game today. But yeah, man, I'm you know, it's going to be weird tonight with nothing to watch.
That's why we're doing our gold member stream tonight at 6:30 for our gold members. Please join us on YouTube. A little extra perk.
What time? Like 6:30?
Yeah, it's usually about when I get home from Channel 10.
Okay.
So we'll do that at 6:30 tonight and just shoot the breeze for about an hour for our gold members.
And don't forget, stay right here in about 30 minutes. We got our round table.
Yep.
We'll starts today.
Plenty of Padres, commercial free.
Didn't we just do that?
Round table. We did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yep. We'll do it again.
Yep. All right. But next, we'll get some other headlines from Pauly, our Reindl report.
That's a good tease, actually. Do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again.
That is a tease for one of my stories. Tell you all about it.
Okay. Sounds like a Steely Dan song to me. We will get to that final segment of Ben and Woods next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Before we do anything else, though, tell you about our favorite place in San Diego to play cards. It's 7 Mile Casino. The convenience factor is off the charts. Other card rooms, obviously, go out to some of the casinos that are out in way in the East County, 45 minutes, 55 minutes, then you got to drive back. And on a day like this, you don't want to be on those roads. You don't have to do that. With 7 Mile Casino, you hop on the 5 freeway south toward Chula Vista. You get right off west side of the freeway on Bay Boulevard, and you are there 7 minutes from downtown.
That's exactly right. And once you walk in the door, you will be greeted. Right in front of you is a California-style blackjack table. Off to your right will be the Texas Hold'em area. Then you got Pie Gow and Baccarat to your left. Then you walk up a few stairs, and you're sitting right in the bar area, right in front of the patio area. The outdoor patio is great. Smoke-free environment. They'll take good care of you. No reason not to check out 7 Mile Casino.
Yeah, but the TV's all over the place. They want to make you feel absolutely comfortable. They want you to come back again and again. I couldn't believe how nice it was the first time I walked in. I want you to have that same experience that we did at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I may have to stick with this now.
I think you... Hold on, Polly. There you go. I'm out of program.
Am I? Good. We all hear you.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
All right. It is it's a good look. I like it. That's like slot, like not slovenly, but like grunge was... When the grunge sheen came out, it's like, look at me. I don't even care how I look. The music is what's important. The words, the emotion. That's... And that's you right now. I've never seen you like this. If you have a shirt with buttons, they're always buttoned up. Always. You're the definition
of... But I don't think this looks slovenly. I don't ever want to look slovenly.
Is it about the music now?
It's now about the music. It's about the words and the emotions.
The emotions of it. I don't need these parties and these women and these drugs and alcohol. I want the music and the emotions.
You tried Ben DeCipher's grunge. It was a failure. Now it's Ben Ware's grunge.
It's a little bit of a late arriving look for you.
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean, everything that was in is in again. And we've
always...
We're really 30 years out from when this was the look.
Yeah.
So is it time
to bring it back?
Time to bring it back.
Let's see. It's a good... I can't deny it. It's a good look for you. It's better than a polo. How amazing is he did not wear a polo for 97.3 The Fan Roundtable today?
I did not.
I love that. Is this Rebel Ben?
I don't feel that rebellious.
No?
No.
It's a rebellious look. It really is. Those buttons are there for a reason, son. Button them. But no, I say let it fly. It looks good. You look laid back. You look chill.
Just not.
No.
I'm just not a chill person.
No.
Not to confuse everybody. I'm certainly not high strung.
No, I'm high strung.
Right. But I have trouble
relaxing
also.
Yes. Yeah, big time.
Big time.
Big time. Trouble. I've seen it.
It's just the mind just kind of keeps working.
Yeah.
It's not like a stressful kind of work. It's just... I like toy things over my mind, and I can't stop playing with them. Like last night, just something that blew my mind. The new coach, former UCSD coach, Eric Olin, was hired at New Mexico, Mountain West. So he is going to play twice a season against fellow Mountain West rival Boise State, and their coach, Leon Rice. Eric Olin and Leon Rice. And those two names are anagrams of each other. Olin, if you change the letters around, is Leon. And Eric, when you change the letters around, is Rice. And now they're both coaches in the same college basketball conference. Is that not like the most amazing thing you've ever heard?
No, definitely not.
It's incredible. I mean, their names are anagrams of each other.
It's fun.
You thought about it for how long?
I don't know. Quite a while, actually. Like that, it's incredible. Like something in the universe, like was just it meant it to happen.
I think we need to take you out a little bit more.
Like I hope when they play each other, that they make a big deal. Like there's a graphic where the letters are all like swirling around until they both come up. It's the same letters. Or it's just me. I don't know.
It's definitely just you. Taylor says Ben needs more excitement in his life. What, did you come up with that on your own?
No, I saw that one on Twitter. It's the kind of thing I would come up with sometimes, but I actually saw that one.
If he would have come up with it, he would have started with it at 6 a.m.
He would have opened the show. Woodsy, I know you usually open the show. Let me do it, because I came up with something that's going to make you lose your mind. Yeah, that's something that like you would come up with if you were smoking loose cannabis, as Jocelyn says. Let me blow your mind for a minute.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
I'll say it's an interesting fact. It definitely doesn't blow my mind. My wife's name is Hannah, and that's a palindrome.
It's a palindrome. I love palindrome.
And it blows my kids' mind, but they're 7 and 4. So that makes a little bit more sense. 49 years old.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Panama, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a PGA Tour golfer named Robert Streb. But if you drop the Robert, just call him Bert, which is a legitimate nickname
for
Robert
Streb.
Bert Streb. That is also a palindrome, backwards and forwards, first and last name, Bert Streb.
All right.
I came up with that one. That was mine.
You did?
I did. That one
well,
I found
you also
myself.
Took two letters off of his name to make your fun palindrome.
Why wouldn't you? I can't imagine. If I was Robert Streb and I knew if I became Bert Streb, my name would be a palindrome, I would instantly be Bert Streb. I would never be Robert again. I would like have it legally changed to Bert just so my name could be a palindrome.
Is Bert a legit name for Robert? Isn't it usually Bob, Rob,
Bert?
Robbie?
What else would Bert be a name for?
Bert?
Bertrand?
Bertrand. Yeah. Bert.
Robert.
Yeah.
Bert. I think Robert can be Bert.
We have different thoughts invade our minds.
You don't always turn around names backwards to see what they were.
Kurtz has lost his mind. I'm watching it live.
I'm just driving the freeway and I'll see like a Toyota Tacoma and I'll just read it backwards. Ooh, it's an ammo cat.
As I was flying home from Colorado, was in the plane, and it's the second leg of the trip, and we were sitting there, and I was over everything I was listening to. I had nothing else to watch, and I thought to myself, all right, Woodsy, Ben did a six-hour raw dog from San Diego
to Phoenix.
Didn't listen to anything, no radio, didn't do anything. He just raw dogged it the whole trip, and I said, how long can you raw dog this flight? And so I put on, now I need clarification. I put the map up on the screen that was in front of me. Like the plane. Is that raw?
That counts.
I wasn't watching.
I think that's how it originated.
Okay. He was just watching the flight path. So I just sat there. Do you know how long I made it? I made it 6 minutes before I lost my mind. I was like, I'm going crazy. I'll listen to anything right now. 6 minutes. It's as much as I could do.
Getting some more palindromes in the chat.
Oh,
kayak.
No.
I knew that one.
Yes,
race car.
These.
I didn't know this one. Madam, I'm Adam is
hey,
a palindrome.
Hey, madam, I'm Adam.
God. Good thing is we only have an hour and 20 minutes left, so that's good.
All right. Let's check traffic with Kelly, and then Paulie's got his Rondel report to wrap up the show.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rondel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondel Report with Paul Rondel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rondel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right.
Please save us.
I don't know how I can follow palindrome talk, but I'm going to do my best.
Tim says the show has devolved. I said, oh, yeah, long time ago.
Let's see. We will start off. You know, you're just talking a little basketball here. So college hoops, San Diego State. We mentioned it yesterday. It's funny how the course of the day changed yesterday, how one of the top stories along with the Padres win heading into yesterday's show was Magoon Gwath, like, entering the transfer portal and coming back. Very much an afterthought yesterday when we got the Jackson Merrill news. So we had talked about in the one segment, talking little Aztecs hoops, that the Aztecs not only are getting Magoon Gwath back if he returns to college basketball and doesn't go into the NBA draft, but they also had a visit from Sean Newman Jr., who's transferring out of Louisiana Tech. He's one of the nation's leaders in assists. He's somebody that the Aztecs are hoping to fill the void left by Nick Boyd, and as of yesterday,
the Boyd void.
Sean Newman Jr. posted a picture on his Instagram account. He has committed. He has come into the Mesa, and he looks to be the starting point guard for the Aztecs next year.
Nice.
If they bring back Magoon Gwath, Miles Byrd, you got Sean Newman Jr. now running point. You have Thokbar behind with Magoon. You're gonna have like the twin towers down there.
Yeah, Reese
Waters, like.
All right.
All of a sudden.
Let me dream on it,
Paulie.
That's
a preseason top 25 team.
I like it.
He averaged 10 points and 8 assists last year for Louisiana Tech.
Nice.
Sounds like a prototypical Aztec. I wasn't recruited anywhere, you know, to start college. Always has felt overlooked, you know, and has something to prove.
Like it.
And wants to win and really just wants to make his teammates better. He's always looking to pass and, you know, get other guys involved. So sounds like a nice pickup for Brian Dutcher at San Diego State.
All right, we'll move on. A sports radio story here. This one got me good. I think we all agree we do not like April Fool's pranks.
No.
April Fool's, of course, was Tuesday this week.
Yeah, we're actually not allowed to participate in them either. So
not allowed to anymore.
And don't like them.
You can thank Dave Rickards for that.
Yeah,
probably.
Thanks, Dave.
But there was a sports radio show in Columbus that did a prank on their audience, and I hate this, mostly because I hate that we didn't think of it first. They did a show on Monday, and then on Tuesday morning, they did the exact same show.
Like Groundhog Day?
They did not replay Monday's show.
They just did it.
They wore the same clothes. They made notes on what they talked about in order.
Yeah.
And they did, bro, they even interviewed Jason Stark a second straight day. And asked him the same question.
And so he was in on it, obviously.
That
the show is called Common Man and T-Bone.
Woods is mad.
T-Bone.
On Columbus Sports Radio.
God, that's good.
They were saying, like, in the chat on their YouTube stream, like, people made it about 5 minutes and go, wait, is this the same? Are they replaying yesterday's show? But they weren't, like I said.
It wasn't dead
it wasn't
on.
Exactly. But they wore the same stuff. Of course, camera angles might have changed and how they got into certain stories might have changed, but like they let off like talking about their experience at the zoo the day before. Like they did the exact same show on Tuesday.
How long did they make it?
And people kept, I think they did the whole show.
People kept like tweeting at them and calling, like, "Hey guys, you're doing it's the same show. You're running the wrong tape or something."
Right.
Or I don't know. Is that funny?
It's hysterical. Are you kidding?
Because regular listeners may have noticed some similarities between Monday's and Tuesday's show.
Oh.
The afternoon drive time show addressed the exact same topics on Tuesday as they had on Monday. They even went as far as to interview the Athletics' Jason Stark in back-to-back days.
Jason's like, all right, fine, I'll do it, you morning zoo clowns. God, that's
afternoon
so
zoo,
good.
Yeah.
Afternoon zoo.
I mean, the chat was like full of, like, they thought there was a mistake and they were just replaying the same show. Yeah. Did something happen? Where are they? No, two different shows. I could commit to that for like a segment. I
can do it for a segment.
Paul, call Mike Schilt, see if he'll do tomorrow again as well.
And we'll so, what are you going to do today?
Questions. No, thank you.
What are you going to do on the off day?
I told you. I told you already. I'm eating breakfast.
I got a game in 2 hours. What are you talking about?
You see the wheels spinning right now. I'm livid. I'm livid that I never thought of this.
Yeah, that one made me upset.
4 hours. Like,
that would be hard.
Genius.
That'd be so hard.
That'd
to
be
do.
Hard. Really
so
hard.
All right.
Just announce Jackson Merrill again today and this morning.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't work if you had like major,
major
breaking
news.
News.
It would have to be a very generic kind of, maybe an off-season show we could do it.
Plus, you just have to really commit.
I like that.
Yeah,
like,
fantastic.
Kudos, man, for people trying to do something different and original. I really like that a lot. That's a great idea.
All right, and then finally, I don't know if this is a sports story or not. There is a website. It's called OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Sounds sportsy
it's
to me.
It's lots of fans.
I think we've talked about it in the past. It's like for fans of sports teams,
fans
maybe.
Fans of stuff.
But there are a couple of members. It's a subscription-only website, I guess.
Heard of it, yep.
I've heard. And so there are two former subscribers that are suing OnlyFans in a class action lawsuit. And they are claiming that they were defrauded because the couple of creators that they subscribed to,
right.
Turns out they weren't actually interacting directly with these two men, like in direct messages.
Okay.
They were actually just talking to AI.
Oh,
like
a
chat
bot. A bot chat bot.
Yeah. They think that this is against the rules and that they should get their money back. It says here, these two guys from Illinois claim that they thought the creators that they had subscribed to, some of whom have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, were talking to them in direct messages and video clips.
Oh, boy.
Both also say that if they had known that they weren't actually talking to these creators themselves, they may not have subscribed at all, or maybe taken a less, you know, a lower amount,
a lower tier,
in their subscription. If OnlyFans stopped creators from using agencies to talk to fans, they would consider going back to spending money on the platform.
So let's say you have 100,000 followers.
It's obvious that they couldn't possibly be interacting with all of them.
It would be literally, there's not enough time in the day for these the creators to answer every DM, and God only knows.
It's not just OnlyFans creators, by the way. You see this with actors, Hollywood celebrities, athletes. Yeah. Like Mike Trout says, hey, text me at this. I want to chat with you guys.
Right.
Guess what? That's not Mike Trout's iPhone.
No. Like,
that's not his cell phone number.
No, this is...
Who would want to... chat with Mike Trout.
That example is...
So, how you doing?
I've seen athletes do this, though. I've seen big name, big high profile celebrities. They'll say, hey, shoot me a text. Let's chat.
We did it. There was somebody that tweeted it, and we're like, oh, let's text him.
Yeah,
and it's just a bot.
It's
a bot thing.
It's just chat bot. And I don't know how they set up the algorithm in order to try to engage with these people that are DMing them. But yeah, these guys...
I'm all for being... You should be upfront with what you're getting. If you're charging someone for something, be upfront with what they are getting.
Yes.
I totally get that. But also, don't be a rube and not understand what's going on online here, especially at a site like OnlyFans. Come on, people.
You're
be
like,
smarter than
no,
that.
They really like me. They really do. There's something there.
There's
a spark.
There's a real connection.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've all been there.
By the way, don't forget our gold stream tonight at 6:30.
Correct.
It will be us. It will actually be AI.
It will not. Man, and then if you file that lawsuit, then everyone's like, oh, you guys are on OnlyFans. How'd that go? filing under John Doe, please. I bet you they win that case.
You think?
I bet you they do.
Probably.
I bet you they do.
Get their $4.95 a month back.
$19.95.
You know, class action damages. You know, it starts to add up.
Yeah, that's where the fan comes from, Nick. That's where the fan comes from. 97.3 The Fan. Only fans of 97.3.
Only the fan.
97.3 Only the Fans. A show for the only fans.
Only for fans of the Padres.
Correct.
Ben, if you can do some homework and find out more about that website, maybe you can...
I did.
You did some homework?
No, I did initially think when people were talking about it and I didn't know what it was, sounded very much like some sort of sports aggregating site, you know, like the new Barstool or the new whatever.
Right.
OnlyFans. Yeah.
Just fans of the sport.
It's only for fans. It's not, you know, this is not for insiders or athletes. This is only for fans. But it's not what that is at all.
I've never gone down the road of the interactive, right? Like that road of like, hey, how's
like
it going?
You make a personal request.
Right. No, I've just good enough, I think. There's plenty out there, right?
Yeah, free. Like, these guys are all paying for it.
That's the thing. You're paying for it, but maybe you need that personal connection. But it turns out you're chatting with a bot.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
All right, we have a roundtable to get ready for.
Oh,
before
yes.
we go, Don Dalton wants to know, did Paul Skeens get a new contract, too? He was the Rookie of the Year ahead of Merrill. No, he got a GQ photo shoot.
I love Paul Skeens.
Instead with Livy Dunn.
Yeah, oh. He did.
Yeah,
he said he'd never heard of GQ before they asked him to do the shoot.
He's young. I mean,
yeah.
It's really not a thing anymore. Like, when we were growing up, you'd see GQ magazine everywhere.
It's still
a thing. Is they actually print the magazine still?
It still exists. Nice. You know what it stands for?
Gentleman's Quarter.
Look at you. No, Gentleman's Quarterly.
Quarterly.
Yes, so close. I feel like Livy probably is the one that set that up for him.
Probably, but he leaned into it.
Yeah, like, he did.
How did I look?
They look sharp. Yeah. He said, I'm going to catch a lot of grief from the guys about doing a photo shoot. Yeah, and he will.
Yeah, he will.
But he's also Paul Skeens.
I don't think he cares that much.
I watched a little bit of his start yesterday. Or was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was yesterday. He's nasty. Nasty.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Flavia wants to know, is the roundtable stream too? It certainly should be if we've got our act together. We're going over to the other studio in our production space or our sound space to do the roundtable with the entire cast and crew of 97.3 The Fans. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 5 minutes after I stuff my face with a couple of slices of pizza. For Pauly Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. This show returns tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.